Well, the Transitions Film Festival is a visionary program dedicated to spotlighting the complex challenges, cutting-edge ideas and creative innovations and megatrends that are redefining what it means to be human. The festival has been inspiring audiences and powering social change since 2012. And the festival's held over Melbourne, Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane, Darwin, Alice Springs, Hobart and right around Australia.
And it was shot over 2.5 years across the world, 500 hours of footage, and it took about 10 months to cut into 86 minutes.
The Transitions Film Festival presents positive, solutions-focused films and showcases cutting-edge ideas from around the world, along with creative, academic, governmental, community and business leaders who are creating change locally. I spoke to director and producer of film Food Fighter, Dan Goldberg. His film is about food waste, starring Ronnie Khan, founder and CEO of Oz Harvest.
It's a story of food waste and the global scandal of food waste told through her eyes, but it's also actually a bit of a character study into the type of person it takes to change the world.
Dan hopes audiences will be inspired to enact change.
In an ideal world, people would be moved emotionally and also moved physically to create their own change at home, because actually food waste, it's not like climate change, which is such a big issue and we all feel as individuals that we can't do anything. You actually can just take your organics and recycle it, and therefore by not sending them into the red bin and into landfill, you're preventing a massive environmental catastrophe. Food waste in landfill creates methane gas, and methane gas is 20-something times stronger than CO2. Even if you were just to compost your organics, that would be, if everyone were to do that, that would be a huge, huge difference.
I also spoke to Alana Morishat, senior lecturer and academic co-director of the UNSW Cyberspace Law and Policy Center, who is speaking before the Super Sapiens screening tomorrow night.
The reality is that the science fiction authors are the only ones who actually have consistently predicted correctly how technology would head. So for me, it's interesting to see that artists are often the ones who get it the most correct, even if it sounds crazy at the time in which they write and publish something or in which they produce a film. You know, there'll be all sorts of wild speculations made in it, and it'll be really entertaining and fun to see some of those things, which come to fruition and which ones were silly. For me, I just love some of the medical knowledge and technologies that are coming through artificial intelligence and nanotechnology, because I think they're going to really completely and totally reshape how medicine works globally. I think it's actually one of the best ways in which to promote these kind of issues, because you have an attentive and enraptured audience through a medium that tends to be more engaging than other sorts of ways of communicating. People just go to things that they know a lot about, but they also go to things that they know nothing about, and they just kind of engage against into the spirit. So I would encourage anyone to come to the festival, whether you're interested in the topics or not, because I think it'll be fun.
You know, we all have dreams of effecting profound change.
Film director Dan Goldberg, ending that report by Julia Carr-Katzel.